Back to AM Tampa Bay. Jack Harris is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. Joining us on the News Radio WFLA hotline now, aviation and our day trading expert. You can check him out on daytradefund.com, Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing incredibly well. Thank you.
How are the U.S. markets doing? Because we've seen the COVID-19 cases not only rising in this country, but rising really across the world. Germany, their cases are going up. How's it impacting our markets, though?
Well, as you look at, what have you done for me lately? We look at the futures for the opening bell coming up here at 9:30. And right now the futures are up 197 points on the Dow, which is good. But we're at 27,726. And at least initially, it looks like at the opening bell, we're going to be pointed higher, which is certainly good news. And the thought of the day remains optimism on Wall Street. And Aaron, as long as it remains there, we will see the markets moving in a very positive direction.
It's so strange, Jay, because we know, by the end of last year, 2019, unemployment at near historical lows, the stock market at an all-time high, everything was buzzing. And then COVID-19 happens, but really, everything is kind of leveled off, even with the economy semi-shut down. Even though unemployment went up, everything as far as the markets are concerned really kind of hung in there. Do you think that that could be a possibility of the stock market being overvalued?
We're hearing a lot of discussion on that, and that's a question I'm getting peppered with constantly. You know, Jay, do you think this market's overvalued? And really, the bottom line is, even though my opinion is yes in many regards, it really doesn't matter what I think. It matters what the perception is on Wall Street. And if there is something in the back of investors' minds that say that this market is overvalued, whether it is or not, that perception's kind of in the back of their mind. If we hit a span where it's a day, two, or a week, whatever, where we have some sustained selling for whatever the reason, you're going to have a lot of investors that are going to emotionally kick in and start selling, fearing that this market is overvalued. Of course, they saw the markets dip, from the, we were at 29.5, and then the markets dropped at that 18,000 mark, and then it has recovered back up quite nicely. And that dip, for a lot of people, Aaron, is the first time they'd ever seen anything that severe in the time that they've been watching the market over the last 8, 9, 10 years. So it was really a traumatic event for a lot of people that don't recognize, hey, this is what the markets do. The comforting thing for a lot of people is we understand this was an event-driven crisis, which means it's not something that's indicative or reflective of how the businesses are doing, and we have a slower economy, which is causing that drop. This was an event that hit us, and as we try to get past it, there's going to be a recovery, and that's certainly the case. But even though things are humming along, this market remains on edge, and there's still a lot of investors that are very antsy, and that certainly is going to be something that's going to create a problem if we see some selling, which we have all the time. And if that selling remains sustained, it's going to be interesting to see how the market ends up going, at least in the short term.
And now I'm going to ask you to put your aviation cap on, because we've been waiting. We've been asking about the airlines and when it's time to jump in, if you should wait on the sidelines. What are we hearing now as far as the airline industry?
Well, I tell you, American Airlines is one that a lot of people have been looking at how the stock has been doing, saying, hey, Jay, it might be a good time to jump in. And, you certainly can if you want to pick a specific airline. That's possible. But you want to stay away from American Airlines, at least in the near term, because they need cash desperately, and they're coming out with a secondary stock offering. And what they're basically doing is printing new shares, if you will, that they're going to sell to investors. The problem is long-term investors who already have shares recognize that anytime you have more of anything, the value of any existing whatever it is going to go down. And that's exactly the case. And one of the things that my students and I keep a close eye on is if a company comes out with a stock offering, it means that they need the cash. It also means that the stock is going to dip quite a bit. So if you're interested in American Airlines, I would hold off at least for the next week or two. Let it flush out through this stock offering process, because a lot of long-term investors do not like that. When that news comes out, they sell as a result.
Well, we'll touch base next Monday to see if it might be getting inching closer to time to jump in.
I'll keep an eye on it.
Daytradefund.com. Jay Ratliff, thanks for joining us. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Aaron.
It's 6:46 on AM Tampa Bay. Could the coronavirus disappear on its own?